This is the World Cafe, and we welcome the German band The No Twist to the studio today. Marcus and Michael Archer formed the group together with Martin Messerschmidt. From their beginnings as a hardcore metal band, they have lately shifted to electronic-influenced songs and more widescreen productions. Their 2002 album Neon Golden, their biggest commercial and critical success so far, garnered a lot of best-ofs when it came out. And the band has a new one called The Devil, You and Me. We'll talk with the band after this performance, starting with the song Boneless.
Boy was wrong in every class, was always told that makeup would make things last. Boy we'll be right back. to the wild. Where in this world could I go but to the speeding wires? Where in this world could I go but to the cord that takes me away?
Here on the speed of place. And all of us here on the speed of place. And all of us here on the speed of place. And all of us here on the speed of place.
we say, no matter what we think, we will never leave this room. No matter what we say, no matter what we think, we will never leave this room. What are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about this?
This room coming to a close that makes you think of free jazz or Albert Eiler or whatever you might want to think of. That one, of course, going back to Neon Golden and a couple of tunes from The Devil, You and Me. Before that, from our guest today, The No Twist. One of the things I think people love about this band is that there's dirt and heart in what you do. And you just watching you play, it certainly is a big part of it live. It's great.
Yeah, for us it's always big fun playing. And now when we just played with the saxophone player was Mike from Dosh, so the band Dosh, that are supporting us on this tour. And yeah, he's really great. So it's there's lots of energy coming from him. So that's something that's fun to play. And we always like to kind of feature different elements in the songs that maybe on the record aren't really like there, or a direction, yeah, you know, where you could go. And with this room, that's always fun to go into the total noise.
Absolutely. Thing. We're talking with Marcus Acker, who is the vocalist, guitarist, and lyric writer with the No Twist. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because you do something which is not unusual in rock music or music at all, to have, I wouldn't call them sweet melodies, but definitely singable melodies, and often dark lyrics that go with them. Is that something you're striving for? Is that an aesthetic that's important to you?
Yeah, totally. That's something that also, you know, kind of always touches me or reaches me when I listen to music, you know, from very early, like gospel music, you know, when you have really this thing that it's kind of, you know, a hard life and you know, and to like pop music like Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart, you know, when you dance and then think that's a great song, and then you start listening to the lyrics and it kind of gives you a total different feeling. I think that's something that really, you know, can make a song very rich, you know, like, so. But it's not that I always try to make really dark lyrics. It's just, you know, that there's certain themes, and also on the new record there were some things that were important to us, so they found their way into the lyrics, you know.
What were some of the influences on what you wanted to write about lyrically? Personal things or things?
Yeah, lots of personal things. So there were really positive things, we all have children and a happy life. So, but there were also lots of like negative things, and it seemed like, it seemed like really death came into our lives like a ghost, you know, so like it, or a shadow, you know, we had to face this very often, like, you know, people we know had, you know, got very sick or had an accident and stuff like that, that all of a sudden, you know, changes everything, where you realize that it's really, you know, it can change from one second to the other. And it's things, that kind of also are important part of the record and the lyrics. So
English is kind of the language of pop music, so it's not unusual that you sing in English, but do the lyrics change as they get translated, or how does English affect the lyrics?
I guess it affects that English, as it's not the language that I speak in, it's like more the language of music and poems and not of information, you know, so it always sounds different. So every sentence, I never translate, you know, for me it's not translation, it's like I start with the English words, you know, and they kind of, I know the meaning, but still they are different. So it's like, you know, like it's kind of hard and strange sometimes to, you know, sing in a language I don't speak, you know, so it's So it's kind of strange, and you know, on and on. I'm kind of think that's stupid. I should sing in German. But on the other hand, I couldn't sing in the language I also talk all the time. So it's kind of, for me, it's like, you know, it's poetry. It's the way of poetry translating into another language.
You kind of referenced gospel music at one point and older American kind of blues music references. Is it who in the band plays in the Dixieland band? Is it you?
Yeah, it's me and my brother. Mm. So and we play together with our father, who's a big Dixieland fan. He always was. So he started as big jazz fan, but more like the old time jazz. And so he's a big Dixieland fan. But he actually has never been to the States. So it's just like, you know, from where he grew up, like a really small town in Bavaria. So he always had this big dream of having a Dixieland band together with his sons. So I learned the clarinet. My brother learned trumpet and my father, he plays trombone. Hmm. And but I didn't stay with the clarinet, so I switched to drums. And now we play in this Dixieland band.
How often do you do that?
Now we don't do it that often anymore, so because we are touring a lot, but we still do. So my brother, he plays more with the Dixieland band because he plays trumpet, so and it's like easier to go somewhere with just the trumpet. For me, it's always, you know, like the drums and then driving around with the drums, it's too much, but yeah, quite often.
The No Twist, our thanks to Marcus Archer and The No Twist, our guest. Their 2008 album was The Devil, You and Me. Coming up, music from Roxy Music, when we get right back here to the World Cafe.